Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The Guardians just keep on winning, man. It's a beautiful thing to see. I can tell, as much as I don't know how engaged fans are with, like, or like if there's excitement, true excitement about, like, Browns training camp, the quarterback competition, all that, I just still don't really feel it, but maybe it's just me. I can tell that the city is getting excited about the Guardians again. And now my biggest thing is, like, I wonder if that all goes out the window, if they get to the trade deadline and just do nothing. Because it does kind of feel like that could be what they do. That would be sort of par for the course for this franchise to just do nothing. And if that sort of sucks some of the air out of this thing.
Do you think that'd be the wrong move, though?
Yes.
What do you... Well, then talk me through what the right move would be.
Okay, so...
Put on your GM hat. Let's make some moves, Spencer.
This leads nicely into kind of what we wanted to... The bulk of what we wanted to get into in terms of, like, what does buying potentially look like? Because, listen, the Guardians are playing themselves into being buyers. The Tigers are playing the Guardians into needing to be buyers, I think, as well, because of how they're playing right now, where they're closing this gap in the division. Mitch brought up that last year, Detroit was 50-53 at this point in the seasons. They were 12 games back of the Guardians, who were in first at this time. And then they ended up finishing the season 6.5 games back of Cleveland. And so, but I remember it getting even tighter than that at one point, where, like, Cleveland had that slump in August, and all the teams in the division kind of got a little closer, and then the Guardians kind of re-separated later. And so this is the perfect storm to buy. And to me, I had Al Pawlowski on over the weekend, and he mentioned, like, being slight buyers. And I was kind of curious, like, what does that look like, right? And I guess, like, if you're going to be a slight buyer, it's probably trading some prospect or prospects that, like, aren't your top guys that are, you know, sort of just spending a lot of time in AAA, but they haven't got their major league shot yet, or they haven't really been able to make it in the majors. And you do what you did last year, which is like, hey, we added Lane Thomas. And I think if they do something like that, I'm not saying that means punch their ticket to the World Series, but I do think fans would be happy that they at least did something. I honestly think, though, the way that the Guardians should attack this is almost doing like the selling while buying thing. Like, you have a couple assets here that you can trade or flip to improve the thing that we know needs improving, which is the lineup. And I get it. They're playing a lot better right now. They look like the 27 Yankees as of this week. But that's also
Because that matters. I think that's a big part of this conversation. Right. As you think about whether or not they should be buyers, sellers, or stand patters, is this season, they are 21-37 against teams 500 or above.
That's a problem.
They've been really good against teams that are bad. They have, and give them credit because you don't always do this, but they have beaten teams that they're supposed to beat. And teams don't always do that, right? Like, you deserve some semblance of credit for doing that. However, they have not proven to me that they are a real contender. But I do think that the slight buyer thing makes some sense, because the way that this organization is operated when they have been in that position is they have made buying moves that don't just impact this year. They have made buying moves that are moves that not only make them maybe a little bit better this year, but make them better next year, that make them better the year after that. And if they are going to add at the trade deadline, I do think it needs to be a move that is something that's going to make them better in 2026. Because right now, until I actually see them have postseason success with the way that this lineup is built, I do believe in the pitching. Like, I think that their pitching is a real thing, and I will always believe in this organization's pitching with how good they've been doing that for over a decade. So I don't have issues there. But until I see this lineup go have success against good teams consistently, I'm not going to believe in them. And I don't know that we're going to get the opportunity to do that the rest of the season because of how soft their schedule is for the most part.
Yeah.
At least until the month of September.
I mean, leading up to the deadline, they finish off with the Orioles today. And then they get the Royals, who are the last. We can say that the Royals are the worst team in this division. And then you get
I would say the White Sox are.
That's true. I lied. Yeah, the White Sox are worse. But then you get the... Then you get the Rockies, who are undoubtedly the worst team in baseball right now, right before the deadline. And I think you're right, Danny. Like, this stretch of the season is going to almost paint this fool's gold idea of who the Guardians are. And this is why I say, like, I am worried about them standing pat, because I think that they could just be like, hey, look what we're doing now. Because they love to do that. They love to live in the moment and be like, hey, you know, this didn't really work out, but look at this thing over here that's going really well. Like, it's why Stephen Vogt, like, as that 10-game losing streak was going on, sat there and said, like, I actually think we're playing some of our best baseball. They're so
good.
Which
was, come on.
We all know it was.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
BS, but like, they love taking like little bits and chunks of the season and being like, look at us now. Look, like what we're doing, we don't need to change anything. Like, we're good. And I just think that would be a huge mistake, because to your point, yeah, look who you're playing. Can we really say this team has a chance to compete on the biggest stage in the postseason? Yes, the offense is clicking right now. We know how baseball is. It's a lot of ebbs and flows. It's a lot of peaks and valleys. They're at a peak right now offensively, but not so long ago. I mean, June was not that long ago, and they were awful in June. For 10 games, they lost 10 games in a row.
They were the worst team in baseball right in the month of June.
I cannot forget about that being part of this season as well, where it's like, yeah, you have what you have right now against bad teams, but I also saw what I saw in June, and so if the truth is somewhere in the middle, like, this offense still probably isn't good enough. I think you need to add something. I'm not opposed. I know other people probably are. I would not be opposed to doing something where you trade, like, a Class A, sure, and you get back a controllable asset, like you said, because they never make deals that are only for the now, that adds to your lineup, where you're injecting some life into that thing, getting some more offensive help, and, you know, maybe getting a controllable asset or two that you know is going to be here for the next couple of years as well, that you can also then build around moving forward into 2026 and beyond.
So I do look at the group of three guys, and it's Emmanuel Clase, it's Cade Smith, and Stephen Kwan. Three guys that could theoretically be moved. I wouldn't expect those guys to be moved, but I do think that the Guardians would need to be overwhelmed in order to trade one of those guys away. And I think if they are overwhelmed by an offer for one of those guys, maybe it does make sense, because if you are going to trade an Emmanuel Clase, and I think he's probably, of those three guys, probably has the lowest price tag via trade. I would think they would want more for Cade Smith just because of how long he's under team control. And I think they would probably want a little bit more for Stephen Kwan as well.
Clase, surprisingly, because of his contract, has a couple more years than I think
he's got two team options for $10 million.
But what's interesting with that is, like, we saw him struggle at the beginning of the year, and it's one of those, like, can you time it right where you get out from that before the drop off comes? Because that tends to happen with closers.
Well, like, and I just think bullpens historically are pretty volatile, right?
Sure.
Like, unless you are Mariano Rivera, as a reliever, you're going to be pretty volatile from year to year. And Emmanuel Clase has been awesome, and he is, in my opinion, the best closer in baseball. And has been that for several years. So I do wonder what they could get back from him. Like, if they trade him, does that automatically mean they're sellers? Or could they get stuff back that helps them this year and in the future? Could they get young players that are maybe in the major leagues right now or close to the major leagues right now that are making an impact in 2025 and then making a bigger impact in 26 and 27 when this organization, after what was, I think, a terrible offseason this past winter, which set them up to have a not great season this year, but could this lead into a good offseason this winter and then into true World Series contenders next season, the year after that? Because ultimately, that's what these moves need to be about. Maybe it's not winning the World Series this year, because I just don't think that, as currently constructed, and even if you do make a trade like sending out Emmanuel Clase, I don't know that there's a deal out there that's going to make this team a World Series, a true World Series contender this year. But there are moves out there that I think could push them closer to being true World Series contenders next season. And I think ultimately, at some point, that needs to be more the goal for this franchise. Because the thing I am tired of with the Guardians is them wanting to be just good enough to get lucky.
Oh, they have mastered.
They are the kings of trying to be good enough to get lucky rather than trying to be great. I would very much just like them to try and win a World Series because they are the best team in baseball, not try and win in the World Series because, hey, we were good for 2 weeks in October. Because I don't think that works the same way it worked 10 years ago.
Yeah, listen, they are the masters of, you know, selling hope because they're always in the conversation, but they're always the bridesmaid, never the bride that way. And listen, if the Dodgers come calling and they're like, hey, we'll offer you Andy Páez or we'll offer you Dalton Rushing, like, yeah, those are deals that help you now and in the future, to Danny's point. And I'd be willing to move off of somebody like Emmanuel Clase if that was the case. But I this is setting up where if they don't buy at this point, man, like I think fans should be woefully disappointed in how.
Do you think
there's
a world in which buying is a mistake, though? Because I could see with this,
only if it means you're getting, like, only if you were doing it for a rental, right? Like, if you were getting back, but that's the only way I see it as the wrong decision. Because, like, just the way this team operates, they're not going to get fleeced like that anyway. But I just can't. I don't know. I'm like you, where I'm just sick of, like, them just doing enough to be in the conversation, but never actually get over the top. And people are still angry about the way they handled this offseason, even though I know the guys that they got are sort of contributing to the season, obviously. But I think you have to buy in some capacity. 216-474-992 to the Guardians, have to buy next week when the deadline approaches. Or is this streak they're on sort of a testament to maybe they can stand pat?